Hello and welcome to this Casino Journal podcast. My name is Charles Ander, executive editor of BNP Media Gaming Group, and I'm joined today by Paul Gordon, vice president of sales of RYMAX. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you, Charles?
Good, thanks. Why don't we start with a few words on RYMAX and the nature of its participation in the gaming industry?
Well, RYMAX has really a very eclectic history. We've been in the motivation business for well over 15, 16 years and really kind of pride ourselves on the guys that brought product into the rewards programs in a big way. And our clients range from, you know, some of the best or biggest Fortune 100, 500 companies. In the gaming side, we really sort of established our first penetration in the Las Vegas market, where we've really had a very robust program with a lot of the casinos out here that range everything from, you know, their year-end shopping sprees to ongoing promotions and loyalty. And then, of course, expanded out through New Jersey and now with almost every state pretty much having a casino or having casino thoughts on the board, we've really become a national presence in providing them with, you know, programs that we think really enhance the player experience, everything from online programs to just initiating trial into their program when it's a brand new opening, to just creating loyalty and the differentiation in the market.
Well, loyalty marketing is thought by many people in the industry to be the focal point now for competitive success, given all the expansions of supply that have occurred in the market. Could you talk a little bit about the current market environment and its impact on the demand for your service?
Well, you know, it's a great question because in terms of loyalty marketing, almost every product and service now has some type of loyalty program attached to it. And the average consumer has roughly about 17 programs that they're enrolled in. However, they really only use on a regular basis between 3 to 5. So the initial attraction of a loyalty program will draw people in to sign up. But having a program that's robust, that's organic, and what I mean by organic, understanding the trends, understanding what's going to be new or exciting in the marketplace, what new product developments are out there, et cetera, is what makes people use those loyalty programs. So it's critical, really, to have something that has an association with whether it's the casino spend, and that could be everything from what they're doing in the on the slot machines to, you know, what they're doing in the ancillary products like hotel rooms and restaurants, et cetera. And at the same time, it's a great tool to create a database, have ongoing communication, and drive the play and the foot traffic during peak times.
What are some of the forms of rewards that you recommend?
Well, the first thing that we always say that really works very, very well is to have people see something on a regular basis. Even when the economy dipped, and you know your publication has done a lot of, you know, great stories on this, people who like to play may have reduced their play, but they didn't stop their play. People who like to go to destinations, you know, maybe didn't go as often over the last 2 years or so, but, you know, certainly continue to go. So the loyalty component becomes very, very important during a soft economy, and it becomes a very, very important component during a robust economy when there's a lot of competition. And so the things that we think work the best is to have really monthly activity where they have an opportunity to get something, be rewarded, whether it's for coming in and playing up, they're guaranteed a certain product, they play up over a period of time, they can get to different levels, whether it's creating an atmosphere that's sort of fun. We do a lot of shopping sprees and we theme them around product categories. So, you know, right now, of course, if you took a look at the stock market and you sort of saw some of the companies that did extremely well, anything that has to do with the home has been very, very strong. So in the fourth quarter, we had a lot of home-oriented shopping sprees where the products were everything from Rachel Ray and Paula Deen to DeWalt tools, etc. Electronics always become a key component because people love things that plug in. And right now, I'm actually in Las Vegas at the start of the year because the CES show is going to be taking place. And that's when all the new consumer electronics products are out there. And to be the first one to see what the latest introduction in the camera models are or in the audio models or in TVs, etc., that's what I talk about in terms of sort of being organic and being ahead of the curve. The consumers are very, very smart. The players are very smart. They have smartphones. They're able to get information. They're able to access things very, very quickly. So sort of the tried and true low-end kind of trinket things isn't really going to work anymore because people sort of know what the cost is and they kind of almost push back to, well, I'm a player and I've done X amount. How come I'm only getting this? So, you know, you need to have branded products. You need to have things that are desirable, aspirational, and that we think you need to do on a regular basis. In terms of the platforms and the programs, one of the things that we really encourage, of course, is to have something that's internet-based. Now, we don't really encourage anybody to be able to order anything through the internet because you want the additional foot traffic going back into the casino. But what you do want to have is you want something that can be accessed on a regular basis. People, whether at work or home or wherever they are just constantly tethered to their phones or to their PCs or their iPads, and they're always looking at the information in terms of what's going on. Communication becomes critical. So that component is something that we've pushed very, very strong, and we have really an excellent platform that's very easy for the casinos to get into that, skins it, gives them their look and feel, and at the same time is a communication tool and a rewards tool that can be seen on a regular basis.
Last question, how should folks in the gaming industry get in touch with you?
Well, you know, RYMAX, of course, we've got the website, which is www.rymax.com. That's where they can certainly see where the information is. In terms of personally, you know, getting to me, they can email me at pgordon@rymaxinc.com. And I read all my emails and answer all my emails. And so, that's certainly another way that they can get to me. And then, of course, they can, you know, certainly call the office. The office will certainly funnel those calls through. And our number, actually, my direct line is 973-582-3272. So that's about as many ways as you can possibly get to me, and I'll certainly get back to anybody that is interested in creating a really vibrant and robust program.
Paul, thanks a lot, and all success to you and to RYMAX in 2012.